The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
To that big breaking news out of Downing Street this morning. Boris Johnson has agreed to resign as British Prime Minister. He also has agreed an orderly transition of power, meaning it looks like he's going to stay in role until after the summer, having all his ministers having resigned. Do they bring them back in? Do they then backfill like that terrible period at the end of Brian Cowan's government in this country, whereby you'd ministers taking on multiple portfolios in the lamest of lame duck governments? Vincent McAreevy is with us on the line, a reporter covering this in London. Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you.
So this is obviously moving very, very quickly. Tell us a little bit about what we know. Johnson clearly has realised that he has no room left.
Yeah, well, Johnson was absolutely stretching the British Constitution to its limit when it got to the point that his own Chancellor wasn't resigning but calling on him to go. And he had entire departments like the Education Department where he had no ministers or secretaries of state. It was really the game was up. He has now announced begrudgingly that he will resign. He says that he will stay on through to the autumn, we believe, so that there can be a proper replacement election. But I think the Conservative Party is not going to be happy with that timetable. I think there'll be huge pressure on him to go immediately and to have some kind of caretaker prime minister in place and a very short run at having a leadership contest to get it all done and dusted before their conference in September time.
The reality seems to have stemmed from the fact that he knew he had nowhere to go. We had Brandon Lewis, the Northern Ireland secretary, resigning this morning. We had his education secretary, who was 36 hours in the job. She resigned this morning as well. Other senior colleagues saying he had to go, but not resigning, deciding to stay in role. Clearly, his plan, if it was a plan yesterday, wasn't going anywhere.
No, that's right. And I think it's all been people that have had conversations with him behind the scenes yesterday, speaking out this morning, saying that they tried to give him advice on what to do and he didn't listen. And it really is now a difficult situation where I think that some of the members of government, so you've got Ben Wallace, the defence secretary, you've got Liz Truss, the foreign secretary, you've got the Chancellor Nadeem Zahawi. I mean, these are running absolutely critical, particularly Ben Wallace, of course, with the war in Ukraine. Critical departments of state to keep this country running. And they're in a position where they know that they have a duty to stay, to keep the country going, but really they want to quit and know that under the procedures of the British Constitution, under collective responsibility, they should be quitting, but they simply know that there is no way to do that and that they need to get the Prime Minister out because he seems to have built a bit of a bridge between himself and the reality of what is going on.
Vincent McAvinney is with us, a London-based journalist, as we watch the black door of Downing Street. All the news channels now in agreement. Downing Street has confirmed Boris Johnson is set to resign today. Every time that door is going to open, we're all going to get very nervous now because we're not sure when the announcement is due to be made. Any idea on timing yet?
Well, I think we will see the Prime Minister probably before noon is the indication that we're getting. I mean, the critical thing to see is when the podium comes out. He will get that podium moment that will be the sort of one that we all remember. Nadine Dorries as well, who is, I'd just call an ultra Johnson loyalist. She is the culture secretary. She went into Downing Street yesterday purportedly to try and fight off some of those like Nadeem Zahawi, Priti Patel, who were telling the Prime Minister he had to resign. She is someone who is, she's an absolute loyalist. When Boris Johnson pulled out of running in 2016, she was in tears at the front of his press conference. I think she is set to take questions in the next 5 minutes in the House of Commons, and that is going to be quite a scene to watch, as I think she is going to continue to try to defend Boris Johnson, despite the fact that he has simply now given in and thrown in the towel.
Oh dear, last woman standing, quite literally. The damage that Boris Johnson has done to the Conservative Party through his actions, I mean, the actions to date, but also the manner in which he called it a day, there has to be dignity in defeat. He has not displayed any of that here, Vincent. In fact, if anything, he's caused the few good people around him to be forced into action.
You know, for years, the Conservative Party said that when it came to Boris Johnson and his bad behaviour, both in his personal life, which is well documented, and in his professional life and conduct. He has been fired from many jobs as a journalist, as a politician. They simply said it was all baked in, that the public knew who Boris Johnson was, that he'd been in public life for some 30 years. And whilst the public might have been aware, Boris Johnson was the ultimate showman. He would walk in, tell some jokes, try and make people laugh, and people might give him the benefit of the doubt. But we've all experienced in the past few years, really, what Boris Johnson has done to many people in his own life over the past few decades. He is someone that has a very difficult relationship with the truth, at times stretched to complete breaking point. He is someone who has betrayed those most loyal to them, and someone who shows little care for the career and well-being of those around him. And it has now got to the point with the Conservative Party where they finally decided enough is enough. He has turned completely toxic to their brand. They always like to say they are the natural party of government, that they're the party of rule of law. Well, this is someone who has at times broken the law, the first prime minister to do so in office. They were in real danger of him dragging them all down. And it'll be very difficult for those who haven't resigned from the prime minister's government, who stuck with him right to the end now, even when it was clear after the many deaths in the pandemic, after the scandals, Partygate, and lots of corruption that is still being investigated. Were they right to stick with him right to the end when it was so clear to so many so early on in his prime ministership that there was a lot wrong in Boris Johnson's character?
What is interesting is that Boris Johnson had been really keen to at least get past Theresa May. Theresa May was Prime Minister for 3 years and 11 days. Boris Johnson has been Prime Minister for 2 years and 348 days. Literally just the same amount of time as the shortest ever Prime Minister, who I think was, well, in recent times, was Neville Chamberlain.
No, he's beat off. Well, I can tell you exactly the dates. So on the 8th of June, he beat off Gordon Brown. He has to stay in place until the 4th of August to beat Theresa May. I think that he will likely maybe just beat that, depending on how quickly this election takes place. But he would have had to have stayed until the 2025 September to beat David Cameron, to December 2025 to beat John Major, to October 2029 to beat Tony Blair, and even February 2031 to beat Margaret Thatcher. Now, Boris Johnson, just a few days ago,
he had a majority of 80 seats, Vincent. It's incredible that he has managed to squander that.
Just a few days ago, he was talking about his third term in the 2030s. This is someone who completely bought their own myth. And it is, in a way, you know, Trumpian to the extreme, even perhaps beyond Donald Trump this morning. You know, yes, we haven't had a storming of Parliament, but the Prime Minister has simply thought that he could breeze through losing almost half of his government members and carry on going. It is pretty remarkable.
Well, you did mention that Nadine Dorries is in the chamber. There's time yet for a storming of something if she wants to mount a defence of Boris Johnson. We'll have to watch that very, very closely. Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, going to be a busy day for you. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be coming back to this throughout the programme. If Boris Johnson comes out to the lectern, to the plinth, I remember having this exact conversation when one of our own governments fell. What do we call that thing that is brought out that you speak to? Is it a lectern? Is it plinth? Is it a podium? But whatever it is, that'll have the seal of the British Prime Minister on the front of it. If Boris Johnson starts speaking at that, we will bring it to you live.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.